Hi, I'm Rita Smith, registered dietitian at Martha Jefferson Hospital. Welcome to Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. I'm so glad to be able to spend time with you discussing current topics in food, nutrition, health, and disease prevention. This segment is not intended to diagnose, provide medical advice, or prescribe treatment. For that, you need to see your healthcare provider. Today, I would like to talk about losing weight sensibly. With almost 65% of American adults overweight and obese, millions of these folks are trying different weight loss diets. And you know what? No long-term success. And caution here, the dieter has to beware of what you get into. There really is no quick and easy way to lose weight. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. There are so many fad diets that are extremely restrictive. They cut out entire food groups and basically just are not well balanced. So I want to just give you a few reminders here about losing weight sensibly and where to have a caution, because almost every year there's going to be some diet that's a fad, that's popular, that runs across the country and everybody's trying it out. And you know what? It never works and they're on to something else the next year. So this is where you want to be careful. If a diet makes a claim for a large amount of weight loss in a short period of time, it isn't going to be working for you a long time. And those are the diets that say you can lose 5 to 10 pounds in a week. It just isn't possible. It might be water loss, but it's not fat loss. If there's some miraculous ingredient, some secret little cure, don't even go there. If it's relying on pills or supplements to help you to lose weight, be careful. A lot of products like that have been taken off of the market because they've caused some huge health issues, especially with blood pressure and heart rate. There's some heart difficulties with some of those supplements. And then if it relies on gadgets or creams, okay, that's not going to be helping you with weight loss. You also want to ask, with any kind of an approach for weight loss, is there some group support that's provided, like Weight Watchers, for example? Or is there a weekly meeting that you could go to because you really enjoy getting together with folks and talking about what's worked for you over the past week? You might need that support. Are there fees? And even online programs have fees, like a Weight Watchers program has a fee to it, but you might enjoy that ability to get on every single day and touch base with people who are trying to lose weight. Are they selling special foods? So if you have a budget for your food dollar and you're paying for food for your family, can you afford to buy special foods for yourself? And does it offer some professional help? And you want to be pretty critical about what that professional help is. Some people who go on fad diets for a length of time, that is if they can hang on to them for a length of time. Usually they're a little bit boring and people stop after a few weeks. But there are things we'll find go on physically if they've been trying to follow a diet approach that's pretty restrictive or too restrictive. If you notice that you're getting low energy or fatigue, that's a problem. If your hair is starting to fall out and you're losing hair quickly, that's a sign you're not getting all of your nutritional needs met. Dry skin is another symptom of a fad diet gone wrong. If you are a little depressed or you're not remembering things quite so well, that can be an issue if you're not getting your nutritional needs met while you're trying to follow some crazy little diet. And if you're always hungry and you just struggle with that, you probably want a different approach. So reasonable weight loss, whether it's through a supported group or on your own, you want to have a focus around the plant foods with fruits and vegetables and grains. You want a lot of fiber in there because you can bind about 200 calories in your intestinal tract by having a really high fiber diet. You want to start your day with breakfast because it gets your system up and running and revs that metabolism. You want to look at the things that you drink because we drink about 25% of our calories. So that's an easy way to cut out calories. And you also, of course, want to look at your portions. Where might you be able to trim back? It's helpful to eat off of plates at a table, not standing, not out of containers, not in your car, to be really aware of what you're eating, to have an eating time where you focus on it, to eat slowly. It takes about 20 minutes for your body to register fullness. So if you inhale round one in 10 minutes, you know what? You're going to be going back for round two because your body never registered that you were full. So be sensible about what you do to cut back, to lose weight. Try to get in 20 to 30 minutes of walking every day if you can. There's really a great weight loss resource, and it's a book called Dieting for Dummies. And it's from the American Dietetic Association. It's written by registered dietitians, and it has some great tips in there. Our local library actually has it, and you can check it out. So that's it for today. Now, just a reminder, you can check out my weekly blog at marthajefferson.org. Click on Healthy Bites with Rita Smith. And I'm on Facebook at Rita Smith Registered Dietitian. Until next time, this is Rita Smith reminding you to enjoy your meals and to eat healthy.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life is kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red.